Welcome to 100% Bliss. Hi, everyone. How was your week this week? Please sign in. Let me know who's here. And I'm so excited to get the day started. We're going to be doing a blueprint activation. We're going to be working on your cellular joy, which is going to be amazing, amazing, amazing. So it's going to be an extraordinary day today. And I'm excited. We have our class size doubled in the week. So welcome to all you newbies. I hope you've had a chance to review session one. That was an important session. And doing the homework for session one is very important, too. And we're going to have an amazing day today. So I see Sharon has signed in, and Servina, and Cindy, and Janice, Gail, and Melissa. And I know lots more of you are already here. There's probably some people on the phone lines at this point, too. So just welcome to everybody. British Columbia and Maggie, hi. Okay. So we're going to get started. We'll start with a blessing. And welcome, Sabine. And very good. Nice to meet you here again, too. So today's training, did you know the human blueprint was wired with pleasure in every cell? It's true. And eons ago, this was shut off. It's still there, more as a spiritual influence at this point. And in our training, I will go into the human blueprint today and turn the pleasure mechanism on for all humanity. And we'll activate it in all class members. Our process will include regeneration of the pleasure center of all the cells in your body. So it's going to be an amazing, extraordinary, wonderful day. Okay, and our opening blessing is one of my songs, In the Stillness. We're going to sing it three times through, and then we'll end with I Am, I Am. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am. Beautiful. And welcome to that stillness, the open-hearted, quiet, centered place where spirit, breath, and the experience of being the light of God, the all of everything, which is all of us in the quantum field. And I want you to be calling on that part of you that is the presence of the divine as we move through our bliss training. We're going to start today with clearings, so let me just review. So you can start pumping now for the clearings in amplification, perception, and then looking at the areas of the blueprint affected. So removing blocks and programs to experience cellular joy, so ongoing joy in the cells. We're going to do a nice, profound clearing here with this process. And then the next process is going to be restoring the pleasure to the cells in the blueprint. So that'll be the next process, and then we'll be looking at pleasure and the emotional field, and we'll be doing a clearing for mindset and emotional field for more daily pleasure. So we've got an amazing class today. So everybody is now doing the quantum pump. And you know what? I forgot to do my little review. So let me flip back here on the quantum pump review for everyone. But for those of you who know the quantum pump, you know what you're working on. We're clearing that whole page that I showed you. So you can start pumping right now. So we're going to be doing the quantum pump, the basic pump. The hand is at the side, and the hand is moving forward. This is the quantum pump. You can do the double pump if you want to do the double pump. This is what it looks like from the side. This is what it looks like from the side. So your hand is about maybe 6-8 inches away from your shoulder. Your elbow is staying down at your waist. And the hand is just dropping forward. See how that's just falling forward? It's kind of flecking. It's it's kind of like a reflex. It's not this. This is going to exhaust you in a matter of minutes. So if you're making a fist and you're opening it up and making a fist and opening it up, you're using a lot of muscles and ligaments and joints and all of that. It's very simple. It's just kind of flecking it forward. It's a reflex. It's just a kind of brum, 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 brum. So it's like that. It's more like that. The brum, brum, brum. I'm in a good mood today. Making myself laugh. Okay, which is good because we're in the bliss class. So we're supposed to be in a good, happy mood, right? So you're going to be bloop, 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 bloop. All right, so that's the quantum pump. Remember that you can do the quantum pump with your right or left hand. The right hand tends to be a little stronger, but you can do either hand. You can do it with your feet, too. With your feet, and it always goes dark, so see how bright it is right now, and the minute I stand up, it goes dark. So I don't know what that is with the Google Hangout mechanism, but if you were doing it with your feet, your foot is just pumping forward. It's just your ankle is pumping. So if you need to switch over to an ankle pump, you know, where you're pumping with a foot or 2 feet, it's more for playfulness and fun, but it is effective. I think I get that it's about 70% effective. So, one more, the side pump, if you're walking or if you're at a restaurant, you can do, it's kind of more of a flutter. Interesting. Kind of like that. It's kind of a flutter like that. So if you're walking or you're sitting at a table at a restaurant, you can keep clearing yourself while you're chatting with people. You can keep the movement going. And that is effective. It's not 100% effective, but it's effective. So if you're out on a hike and you have your hand down at your side and you're just have that flutter going, people don't really notice it, and you can actually get more hours in that way. So it's just the discreet quantum pump. All right, my dears. Let's see. Heather, hi Heather. Nice to see you here on the call. Okay, and then we're going to go back to, cancel that. We have to do muscle testing too. I'm just so excited to get right to the work. I'm skipping our our important kind of review, but I know some of you are already really pumping away. Hopefully all of you are really pumping away at this point. So muscle testing is done with the right hand and the right extended finger. If you have a different way of muscle testing, use it. This is just when I was looking at how do I teach this to the masses? And it occurred to me that obviously everyone isn't a clairvoyant or a seer. How are people going to get their information? And I decided that muscle testing was going to be the way that everybody could do it. Now, if you have challenges with muscle testing, you've tried it and you haven't been really successful, we do have a muscle testing 101 class coming up in the fall. And in the meantime, if you sign up for the class, you get the worksheets, the clearing sheets, and you get some little video demonstrations to get you started. So if there's clearing sheets, if you have muscle testing problems, there's very likely aliens interfering with your muscle testing. So we give you the charts on what to look for and how to clear it. But the muscle testing 101 is going to be great. I hope all of my students come into that class. It's very inexpensive, and it really is just getting everybody on the same page with muscle testing. So right hand, ring finger pushing down. So I am Julie Renee will hold true because that is true, and my muscles know what's true. It tells me what's true and what's false. I'm Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash, no. I'm Dolly Parton, no. I'm Julia Roberts, no. The toasted rice and green tea that I'm drinking is good for me. It's good for me. 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, 70%, 80%, 90%. Good for me, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95. It's 95% good for me. So I got some organic toasted rice and green tea. That's just heaven to drink in the morning. And then it tested that it was 95% good for me. So you can see how you can do it with numbers as well as just a yes or no answer. So muscle testing was defined by a chiropractor in 1976. Of course, it's been around forever because our bodies can tell the truth. But somebody actually defined it and, you know, created a kind of a science. So a chiropractor did that. And I think chiropractors use muscle testing to help. There are certain chiropractor styles that use muscle testing, kinesiology they call it, to tell what's going on in the body. Okay, and then why the quantum pump works as we're pumping, I'm going to put that back on the screen so that we're making progress on our process today. And the pumping, the quantum pump works because there are two types of physics. There's the Newtonian physics, which is like relativity, the apple falling from the tree, and what you see is what you get. And then there's quantum physics. And quantum physics says that everything, we are all part of a field of particles vibrating. And based on how those particles are vibrating, you might get a person or a flower or problem energy. When we're pumping, we're rearranging how the particles are vibrating so that they're vibrating in a better situation for you. So we're just taking control, basically, of our field and of those particles vibrating, how they're vibrating, how well they're vibrating for us. And we're shifting. So we're using a thought. So we think what the mind thinks and believes it will accomplish. So we think a thought. We direct it to our pumping, to the quantum field. The pump itself gets you up into the pleasure field. Even if you're not in the pleasure field, you're going to affect change rapidly by using this tool. This tool takes you up into a higher frequency. So that's why the quantum pump works. Okay, and now we're going to pop back down to our clearing page. And let's go through some of the details of the clearing that we've already been pumping on for a few minutes. We're clearing amplification. Lucifer stops, bloodline, soul contracts, satanic curses, evil spirit curses, timeline, alien type 4, 6, and 8, holographic inserts, implants, permeations, demons, portals, transmortals, permeations, nanotechnology, implants, and holographic inserts. So I went through and I just tested all of what's in amplification and spiritual parasites and found that there was a lot interfering with cellular joy. So that's in amplification. That would be where we'd look to clear that. In perception, group mind virus, miasms, which is a miasm, by the way. So this is one in the same. Group mind virus is a miasm. Maybe we'll put a little dash there so it's more apparent. Oops. Okay, and then curses, black magic, trauma, timelines, agreements, DNA, and all of the DNA. So the DNA resets, if you have DNA from another, we want to clear that. And then looking at the areas of the blueprint that are affected, that are reduce cellular joy. So where there might be anchors or spiritual parasites or curses or whatever, we see the areas of the blueprint being perception, essence, matter, and energy. So all the main four parts of the blueprint. And then in the realms, the only one that really isn't affected is Genesis. Embodiment, quantum, and amplification are all also affected. So when we look at this, it's a big picture. It's really a significant alteration.
I don't know what that means.
That is so funny. I don't know if you hear that. That was my cell phone. The Siri mechanism came on and said she didn't understand what I was talking about. I don't know what that means. It's so funny. Oh, it's a funny morning today. So this is what we're doing. We're removing and we're pumping. We're going to pump for about 22 minutes, it looks like, to really clear all of this. So I'm happy to hear from you. Did you have any shifts or changes this week? I know we did some nice clearings last week. Did you notice you being more available for laughter? I actually had a really tough weekend, but I'm really committed to this experience of bliss. It's very interesting how yesterday I found myself laughing quite a bit, and today I've been laughing all morning. So understand that you can really be in charge of what's going on around you, and you can bring that joy back into your body quickly, even if you've had some difficult experience. And for those of you who don't do Facebook, I just wanted to let you know I had a baby, a girl, coming to me, and she is no longer coming to me. Her mom wanted shared custody and wanted me to keep a journal every day if she got a runny nose or scraped knee. And she wanted me to introduce her to my friends as my girlfriend. And it started getting so that she wanted to be part of the family. And she's just not the energy of or spirit that I would really want to welcome into my home on a daily basis. So very sadly, we both had to come to a decision that it wasn't a good match, even though the baby spirit was perfect. So I had a few sad days over Mother's Day and the weekend and Monday when I officially heard that she had pulled out. So that being said, how do you maintain happiness and bliss or get back to it quickly when you go through something sad? And I definitely had moments where I was teary and I was talking to my friends and saying what I really wanted to create and reaffirming that, knowing that the divine is helping me get exactly what I need. So if I had brought this woman into my life, I would have had drama for 18 or more years ongoing every day probably. So I think one of the things you have to look at is what's your energy and what's not your energy. And one of the things I noticed was the mom was really, really in my field and body and was corded to me. So by taking the cords out, by removing her from my field, my body, my aura, I was able to get more of myself back. I noticed that she must be kind of ruminating or thinking about me a lot because she was back in my field again this morning and a little bit in my body. And so I just cleared her out again. So if somebody's upset with you or longing to be with you or there's some problem energy, they may be projecting their emotions into your field of body. And then for me, I got really certain that I know that the right circumstances is coming and that if I bring a lot of happiness and joy in and do what I didn't do before, I cleared really so I'd get the perfect baby, and this baby spirit was so wonderful. But I didn't think about clearing the law firm or the perfect mom. I didn't really take it into account that that would be part of the equation. So that's one of the projects this week, is to clear out any legal kind of interaction or firm or anything that's involved that's an entity. And entity meaning a corporation or people involved in the business aspect of it. And then also clearing the person who would be carrying the child, that she would be aligned with my vision of family so that she would support that vision of family. So those are two things that I could see that I could actively shift and change. And honestly, it's been really amazing, really amazing. And then allowing love in, if you're going through a difficult time, you allow love in. But you don't, you go through the grief, because obviously the body needs to grieve and feel sad and let go. And then reboot. And maybe grieving doesn't have to go on for weeks. Maybe grieving can go on for 4 days. And you can get back up on the horse and say, well, I know I'm a radiant being of light. And I have an incredible ability to create sustainable, loving joy, happiness. and bring in exactly what I want to manifest. And sometimes it's fine-tuning with bloodline and clan and DNA and things like that. Maybe having permission to have someone support the process of what I want, maybe that wasn't there. So it's a learning, it's a journey, right? Yay. Let's see. I see a question from Heather. Is joy connected to strength? I'm feeling more joy since my essence is fully back. Am certainly more me. Serious, so funny. Exactly. Yeah, joy is related to strength, because if you think about when you have joy in the body, you have more power in the body, right? Because your spirit wants to be there. When you're sad, your spirit doesn't want to be there, so it's floating off into the ethers and is less connected with you. So the more joy, the more happiness you have, the stronger your relationship with your body, also the stronger your immune system. So understand that that's a wonderful kind of additional result, is when we strengthen joy, we strengthen the immune system. We strengthen your inner power. We fortify and bring more of that life force in. That's because the body, the spirit wants to be in a body that's filled with joy. That's our natural state. Our natural state is expansion. It's love, it's joy, it's happiness, it's the open heart. Servina, I'm so sorry to hear that, but obviously something more appropriate is waiting for you. Thank you, Servina. Thank you. And Ramana, I had a difficult weekend as well. I know you have the divine perfect child, and thank you for sharing your story. It makes us feel like part of your spiritual community and family. It takes a village. It does take a village. Thank you. And Heather, how challenging to let go. You are such a model of allowing and affirming life. Thank you. Thank you. And I think it's important to say that, you know, sometimes we have moments of grief, really. Like there's something that really happens, that you know, somebody dies or something is lost that you thought was really perfect, and to allow yourself to feel. But then also to allow yourself to look at, well, what feelings are mine? I mean, I started looking at, I had 13 miscarriages a few years ago trying to have children, and it triggered some stuff, so I unhooked some cycles. I mean, I'm looking at everything as an opportunity to grow into my divine self, which means being certain that I am a creator. Because when you aren't certain that you're a creator is when you doubt yourself and you go into a prolonged experience of grief. I'm saying the grief is important, and feeling sad and letting go, those that's a process. But I'm just also saying that it doesn't need to take months or years in the grief process. I think I see people who go into a grief process and it's triggered because there are things on their timeline, there are cycles, there's trauma, there's karma, meaning trauma from past lives, that's affecting them. And the opportunity is to look at where are the emotional anchors. So like for me, an emotional anchor when I was first feeling the grief was all the loss I had back when I had the 13 miscarriages. And so that triggered, oh, here's another kind of miscarriage, because I got very attached to the baby over a couple weeks. We'd fallen in love with each other, baby spirit and I, and we were, you know, hugging each other in my bed and talking to each other. And, you know, I had that little baby spirit in my arms just ready. So it kind of triggered that same thing I was going through with the miscarriages. Understanding that I can, though, let go, that I can pray for this baby, that it finds a wonderful mom and a wonderful circumstance. And I can get the one that the mother isn't going to be in my space, and I'm going to get the perfect one. And then you can look. You can see it was their karma, and there was some, I don't know, I got kind of odd information this morning that the woman who was carrying the baby, you know, if you're just looking, you can get information about what set this up. So she actually had karma with me and owed it to me. I don't know, she'd taken a child away from me, but she owed it to me to bring in a child. And so she's done, I released her from any karma or any trauma or anything that she had that she owed me anything. When I saw it, I was like, oh, well, let's clear that so she doesn't have to keep feeling like she owes me something. But, you know, was not aligned with actually fulfilling it. And have you ever had the experience of feeling like somebody wants to give you something, but they can't because they've got other things running in their mind, so they feel obligated to you? It's very likely karma from a past life where they set up a scenario where they had to come back and repay you for something. So, you know, you can look at that and you can just release them from that so you can get out of that entanglement. Okay. Yes, Gail, I have a karma clearing process, which I take people through. It's removing shared energy, which has been a problem with this lady who keeps putting energy in my space. She hasn't physically met me yet, but she's seen my video, she's seen my writing, she's talked to me on the phone. So she has a lot of, she keeps putting energy in my space. So you can do that through a meditation or you can do that using the quantum pump, but you want to specifically clear the shared energy. And then I checked, were there any cords? And this morning there weren't, but a couple days ago there were 4 cords. So there wasn't any cords today, so that was good. Contracts and agreements have been canceled. We cleared them a few days ago. But karma, I had found the karma that she had, I don't know, what I got this morning, and it seems like so sad. She was responsible for the death of one of my children in another life. And so she was entangled with it or did it in a not good way. So she owed me a child. And I thought, oh, that's not the way I want to bring a baby in. So the karma clearing itself is a golden ring. You imagine it half full, and then you complete the ring, drop it into a rose, and then you erase the rose. So the karma is completely gone. You very likely can just, let's see. There was something. No, I think actually... Oh, you could clear with chopping. I don't know if the pumping would actually do it because you're clearing lifetimes of karma, lifetimes of trauma and obligation. And so the chopping, this hand movement looks like it works well for clearing karma, this chopping movement. So if you didn't do the guided sequence, the guided meditation sequence that I take you through, you could do chopping to clear karma. Okay, and Sabine, I had a challenging experience as well the last days. Is it possible the challenges are a way to let us know that we are on the right path and bliss and letting go of all it is? Thank you, Julie, for being so authentic with us. I appreciate your way of sharing. You're welcome. Yeah, it can, and also we're going through Mercury retrograde, but I understand 5 planets are going backwards right now. So if there are things that are incomplete from your past, they're going to kind of rear their heads up now. And if you kind of jump in and say, oh, I want to clear that. Okay, I want to clear that. It's going to be the ideal time to clear it. So, like, if you look at this, well, she had karma. She was responsible for the death of a child. And I don't want that dynamic. I don't want someone coming in giving me a child because they owe me a child. I want the dynamic of a, you know, beautiful experience where the mom is so aligned with bringing a child in for me. So that's something from the past that we could clear. And then the other one I was thinking was the really still remnants of the sadness from the miscarriages. And so I was clearing away any more trauma or grief from the miscarriages because that's not me. I had the privilege of carrying 13 children for a very short period of time. They got to be with me for a few weeks. And that was the experience it was. That was probably in divine order. I have to believe that it was in divine order. So that's, you know, I don't need to keep bringing back trauma. So I can see that there were things that were like pulling me to look at the past and resolve the past. But I think whenever planets, that many planets are in retrograde, if you can be really gentle with yourself and look at like completing old projects and not jumping into new things, just like looking at working on things that aren't yet resolved, that things from the past, things that, you know, you're thinking, well, someday I'm going to finish that book that I was writing and I didn't, you know, get it done, or someday I'll finish the quilt I was working on, or take out the old projects and work on the old projects because the energy is just perfect for working on things from the past. So I'll be wonderful. And what we're going to do today is going to be phenomenal. We're going to be going into the blueprint in just a few minutes. I am. You guys are going to support that. And 30,000 years ago, an alien group took the ability for us to experience pleasure in ourselves away. And so we're dealing with something from the past. So it'll be beautifully supported by the universe because we're correcting something from the past that is wrong. So we're making something better from the past. And actually all of our clearings are really correcting something from the past. Mercury and all of the retrograde stuff gets significantly better June 10th. It's a really long retrograde. There's a strong after effect, a shadow, and then there's another week of shadow effect. So it's not the time to get into contracts, but it is the time to step into bliss and happiness and letting go of the past. This is actually most of what keeps us from our bliss, or maybe all of what keeps us from our bliss, is things from the past, programs, things that it has embedded or implants or spiritual interferences that have come in from the past. They're not new things, they're old things. Yay. Okay, I want to test something with you guys, and I want your feedback. There isn't an easy way in the system to put music into the system, so I've opened another browser, and I'm just going to play a little bit of music, and can you give me a little bit of feedback? Is the music nice to hear, or is it a little kind of funky? So we'll just play it for like 15 seconds or something, but I'd love to get some feedback on that. Know if that was like nice to listen to or that was kind of scratchy and funny. When I'm listening to it, it sounds beautiful. It's my harp music. And I thought in the longer periods, nice but could drown out your voice. Yeah, it wouldn't be when I was talking. So if I go into the field, we could put on some music while I'm in the field like that. Okay, let's see. Can hear it loud and clear. I love your harp. Very beautiful, that music on the harp. Thank you. Good. Okay. Pleasant. Very pleasant. Okay. So I would never play it while I was talking, but if I have to be quiet for a couple minutes or 5 minutes or something like that, I thought we could put music on while we were pumping and holding the space, and then it wouldn't just be silent, so you guys would have the experience of that energy. So that was my thinking, and I had my assistant send me, so I've got 8 different pieces of music that if it works, then we'll use it. Okay. Yes, the music 100%. Beautiful. Pulls on my heart. Okay. A bit loud. Okay. And I don't have any controls here for this music, unfortunately. I know it's a problem with my keyboard. Doesn't allow me to control the sound of music. So possibly you could control the sound on your keyboard to lower it until I came back on talking, because I won't play the music when I'm talking. So that might be a solution. Okay, let's see. Are we ready? Yeah, we are ready. So let's go back to our slide here, and let's take a look at what we've cleared. Yep. There's something still. Let's see. Agreements. So let's clear. We still need to clear agreements under perception, so we're almost done. And And DNA is about 80% clear. And there's three agreements left. So it's probably just one person. So let's just pump for another 30, 60 seconds. And then we'll move into the blueprint activation. And what you'll do when I'm in the blueprint is you'll hold the space. So you'll keep your eyes open. You'll be sitting up. You're welcome if you're a visionary. You are so welcome to close your eyes and look in your mind's eye. But please don't follow me as a spirit into the blueprint. It can be really rough. It can be something that you're just not prepared for. I don't want you going into the blueprint, really. So if you could just hold the space, you can watch from the center of your head, that's fine. I've had a few people go in, and it can really create a lot of challenge. And just know I have a very, very high frequency, so I'm exhausted when I come out of the blueprint. So just understand that you're not meant to go into the blueprint for humanity. Okay, let's see. Okay, the agreements are clear and the DNA is clear. Very good. All right. So here's what we're doing next, and I'm going into the blueprint, and then you are pumping and holding the space and continuing. So you're pumping for restoring pleasure to the cells, and then I'm going to enter the blueprint now, and we'll have some music on. And when I come back, we'll turn the music off, and I'll talk to you when I get back. Thank you. Okay, we did it. So what I'd like to do right now is just focus on integrating the shifts that I was able to make in the blueprint. Had a little bit of battling. There were 5 of the alien type. 6 are starting to see me going into the blueprint because I've been going in and out for a few weeks now, making corrections. And so there were a bunch of them waiting. So I had to move them out, do a little bit of a, you don't belong here, assert that this is for humanity, and they are not human, so they don't get to choose. Made the changes, and then went into the DNA information and all the areas where resets happen, and corrected the resets. So the resets will now go to pleasure in the cell. So now we're pumping for our class to experience the pleasure in the cell. And then at any future time, it'll be very much easier. People will be able to activate pleasure in their cells. They can, you know, work on clearing themselves. That was actually what we had set up to begin with the first group of clearings that we did were for us to kind of clear the space so that we could experience pleasure in ourselves. I'd love feedback if you saw anything or experienced anything during that period when I was in the blueprint. I was in a little longer than I anticipated. Like I said, there was some Saptors, the alien type 6, waiting for me there, so I had to move them out of the way to get to work. But let me know what you felt. What do aliens look like? We're going to actually work on that a little bit in the class, the 7-hour class in July. But for me, it's just interfering energies, and they can be tested how many there are. I had set my vision down so that I could really focus on the blueprint and not, and I've actually done this as a conscious decision. My clairvoyance was so strong, I saw everything. And it takes you off track and distracts you from the work you're doing. My work in the world is to help humanity. And to look at things that are trying to look scary or frightening, I'm not looking at them. But I can tell you that the Saturs are, they're dominating and parasitical. Yeah, I don't have a description of the Saturs in here, and I didn't look at them. I counted that there were 5, but I didn't look at their physique. Okay. Gail said she felt me struggling. Okay. Let's see, Janice. I saw you like a luminescent mermaid going around for the real blueprint with lots of little golden fishies and tiny luminescent mermaids flitting around you, all bubbly and smiling and happy while you made the changes. I saw bubbles of light everywhere. How beautiful. I love that. And Kathleen, when you were in at one point, I came to myself and soul relief and lightness. Thank you. I did feel the fighting or resistance, and I was rooting for you. That was Melissa. And Victoria, I saw us on Earth creating a ring of fire to purify your journey. Wow, thank you. Thank you. You know, I guess I'm getting a reputation with the aliens. I'm not going to leave humanity sitting in all the crazy changes they made. And you know, the funny thing is those changes were made 30,000 years ago, and enough's enough, right? We want our pleasure in ourselves and our body. So, yeah, I was feeling in my physical body, I was feeling a tremendous amount of pressure at the top of the base of the spine where the spine meets the body. There was like somebody pressing really hard on me. But I stayed really firm with in right order, divine, and at one point I said, look, you guys don't have anything to do with humanity. You don't belong here. So is going once in blueprint enough, or do you – yeah, no, I've done all the resets. I've done everything. It's good. It's going to hold. And those aliens won't have an effect because I've gone in and I've really corrected it in a way that I've removed everything that was set up by like engineers in the past, crazy, to let's thwart this. It wasn't just a little flitting in there. They had designed stuff. So, no, this is going to hold now. Because I stayed in there. I did the DNA resets. I did all the body resets. So everything's set at pleasure. So it's going to hold. Will we have to repeat that process for the next 100% Bliss class? No, I don't think so. I could peek in on it, but when I step out a year from now, will I have to alter anything? Will I have to alter anything a year from now? No. So what I did is going to hold 100%? Yeah. So it's holding true. It's 100% that it's going to hold. I love doing the process in community. It's refreshing. Oh, good. I feel lighter and lighter. Thank you so much. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Julie Renee. Turned to sound down a bit for clarity. Music really focused on heart chakra. Felt love, peace, and joy. Beautiful. Sharon says, usually when you go into the blueprint, I see a very large human or large-sized alien-looking animal-type creatures with large gnashing jaws and lots of anger. Sounds like gargoyles. And Servina, it is amazing what you do. Thank you in the name of humanity. You're welcome. I'm feeling more energy and light in my body, like little bulbs lighting up. Feels so good. Oh, that's fantastic. Our pure self bliss centers activated now. They are, and that's what we're actually doing right now, is just activating them in your body. So the blueprint now is informing humanity, and all children coming in will have that new information. I think I got everyone's comment. And for me, I like the support of the community. Me going into the blueprint by myself is quite an adventure. I've found that I want the safety of the community. I want you guys holding the space for me so that I can go in and get the work done. So for me, I love that we do this together, that it's a collaborative effort, and that, you know, it's not just one person working on it, but it's the whole community working on it. Very good. All right. So let's see. 80. We're about at 80% activated. So you may have a little bit of homework. I wanted to go into the emotional body, the emotional field today, rather. And I'm not sure. We might just get a minute or two started on that. It wasn't actually part of the class curriculum, but I felt like I wanted to address that, and it's not in the classes, the upcoming classes either. So we'll have a little bit of homework to send with you. And I will, once we are at the end of the class, I'll give you the homework. And actually, if we stay on and pump for 10 minutes while the videos are running, that'll also help moving us forward on the emotional field. I'm feeling coolness now through my body, and that's from Jacqueline. Yes, it felt like you were very safe. Thank you, Sharon. Yeah, that's what I felt too. And Sabine, thanks so much for this wonderful opportunity, Julie. You are just awesome in your timing. Oh, good. You're welcome. And that was Sabine. Fantastic. Well, you know, it's the time has come, and I'm doing a lot of classes. I think there's like five unique classes each month, so some of them are three-part and four-part and five-part classes. And I figure over the next 5 years, we're going to be doing some big, big shifting. So the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned, with getting more people affected with this shift, because we can create a ripple effect. And the larger our numbers, the bigger the ripple going out into the world. Say you go out five, you know, if you can think about that ripple of going out and out and out into a field, so the more people that have a ripple going out from their body, so that the cell-to-cell communication, the mirroring communication, shifts people more rapidly. Yes, we're grateful for each step of this. Wonderful. And thank you for doing this for us. You're welcome. This is Sharon and Victoria and Ramana. Ramana. Percent. So we all should be feeling quite a bit more like the joy, the pleasure center in the cell is awakening. When we get this done, this is good. We don't have to go into the emotional field today. We can save that for one of the other two classes, or we can send that as homework. Send it as homework. Okay. You guys want to go for the next thing. That's good. That's really good. I'm glad. Okay, we're going to put the image back on the screen for the slides. So, okay, and 100%. So the pleasure center in yourself is activated. Pleasure and the emotional field, setting the emotional tenor in a joy frequency, will make a great deal of difference in your ability to experience ongoing joy and happiness in your field and body. It is an inner shift and an outer action and direction process. And the inner shift is to clear the right permission ability to enjoy life, to feel pleasure and happiness daily, and to be safe and protected and loved. So I think sometimes safety comes in. If you feel too happy, you're not going to be safe. So that would be a clearing that we're going to do. And then clear domination and control of others affecting your joy. And then clear DNA, bloodline, and clan. So that'll be the clearing for the emotional field mindset. Outer actions that support. Affirm joy and appreciation for all good in your life constantly. Find reasons to laugh and make it a priority. Engage with others. Hug, dance, laugh, validate the joy of the human experience, wean off of TV, news, and negative media, and move towards joy-expanding activities. Make time daily to enjoy the natural world, whether it's hiking, walking on the beach, going for a canoe experience, going out on your canoe on the lake, sitting under the stars. Meditate and clear away that which is not you on a daily basis. So this will be the homework for the week. And as we're coming in, we've got 2 minutes left. The Apprentice online program is now available. Your Year of Miracles is also available. Apprentice online program officially starts in June, but you could start in June or you could start in July. We're having it open. We are taking apprentice students. And here are the upcoming spring-summer trainings for the next couple months. Right now, we have the 100% you, and you're in the 100% bliss. Quantum Mind, the four pillars of human mastery, starts in 2 weeks. Brilliant Brain starts in 3 weeks, as does 100% success. And Grow Younger starts in 3 weeks. Grow Younger, Cell Regeneration Made Easy. And we have a Father's Day, the Good Man clearing the day before Father's Day, so you want to sign up for that free clearing. And then the special classes, Your Light Body, Ending Addictions, Hearing Restored. We're actually in that class right now, and it is amazing. We're clearing things that have never been cleared before. We're using unique hand techniques. We're looking at things that just haven't been looked at before. So Hearing Restored is a very deep class, and I'm excited about it. The frequency is just beautiful. The students are amazing in that class. As are you guys. All right, my dear. So we did the announcements. Let me see. I'm going to put this up one more time so you can see the clearings on the emotions. So the inner shift, the right permission, ability to enjoy life, to feel pleasure and happiness daily, to be safe and protected and loved, and then to clear domination, control of others affecting your joy, and to clear DNA, bloodline, and clan. And that's on the emotional field, and daily pleasure. And you're welcome to everybody. Okay, so I'll be in the chat box for about 10 minutes if you'd like to keep pumping, and then I'll send out the homework. This is your homework right here. This slide is your homework. Let's see. Oh, gosh, it's a lot. 34 hours of clearing, it looks like. Let's all pump for 10 minutes because I'll be pumping with you. We might take a few hours off if I'm sitting here pumping with you for the next 10 minutes. So, okay, my dears, I'll see you next week, if not before. I love you. God bless you. Have a blissful and beautiful day and the rest of the week, and I'll see you really soon. God bless you. Bye-bye, everyone. Love you. Happy Bliss Day.